Whoops. Should we start? Or are you going to do an? We're going to do an ID.
Oh, I didn't do one. Sorry. WFMU of Sala College, East Orange, New Jersey. That's it.
Thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh. Even a man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolf becomes and the full moon shining bright.
Thank you.
Back in the States. It's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. And this is so great, folks. We're coming to you live from Brian's house for our Halloween show.
Brian's couch.
We're all set up here at Che Brian. And it's a this is better than the studio. This is so cool.
Much better.
And we got Miss Sally is here. Hello. Hi, Miss Sally.
Hello.
I'll tell you what everybody's Halloween costume is. Miss Sally's dressed as Little Red Riding Hood, as always. Renica is here.
Hi.
Renica, who's dressed as a mermaid. Roscoe in the Zorro suit. Cub reporter Yap, dressed as King Kong. Brian in the back over there. Say hi, Brian.
Hound is a dog, as usual.
Brian's dressed as a kangaroo. And we're here on 11th Street. We got Touch of Evil on the screen. We got a pile of Halloween records. What else we got?
We got food.
We have our more Halloween records. You'll be so sick of Halloween when we're finished with you. You want to stay in tonight.
And Brian's figured out a way to egg people over the air.
Yeah.
So watch out.
And we got a hoodoo blues hangover. And it's also the 25th anniversary of the first Stooges gig, so that's our VOM. We'll be our Stooges VOM. And we have a live vibe report and special guests. And I got this lovely new gadget here. This is so cool. Watch this.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
And we got somebody we don't like tied up in the closet over there. Put the mic up to her. All right. And most importantly, Glenn Jones back at the station.
Yay!
All right. Without further ado, our number one all-time Halloween request, Jackie Morningstar.
I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too.
I want to apologize for the lack of bloodshed on tonight's program. We shall try to do better next time. However, if all you wish is something to make your blood run cold...
She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. I went to see my doctor, asked him what was wrong. He gave me an examination, I was chilled to my bones. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. He said, your kisses freezes my heart, causes my blood to stop. Have icicles hanging from my eyes, I need heat all around the clock. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. He checked my blood pressure, he found that I had none. He said, bring me that woman so she can see what she has done. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. She came to the doctor's office and rubbed him on his head. And before I could give him a warning, he was standing there frozen dead. She made his blood run cold, took all the life right out of his soul.
I don't know what it is, Wilbur, but I'm scared.
Long after I'm gone. Bopping machine.
All right, sober up and try to listen to this.
Them in a pot, 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 pot. I took a blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hawk chalk, a dog's paw, and hung them on the line, 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 line. I took a horse hair, a green pear, and made a crazy sign, 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 sign. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You
never be untrue. I took a goat's tooth, an old shoe, and put them in the ground, 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 ground. I took an old dish, a dry fish, and made a crazy sound, 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 sound. I took a goose egg, a frog leg, and hit them in a sack, 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 sack. I got a Hindu to tattoo, a genie on my back, 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 back. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. Yeah. You'll never, never be untrue. You'll never, never be untrue. You'll never, never be untrue.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
There was a fungus among us. There was a rumble in the jungle. There was a static in the attic, a moaning and a groaning, a fungus among us. We had a fight in the middle of the night. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
We were having a party the other night. Somebody got mad and they started to fight. I couldn't understand what it caused at all, but nevertheless, we were having a ball. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a cruising for the bruising. There was a running and a losing. Put it to an end, then the twinkle. There's a fungus among us. The dog and the cat, they were fighting too. Then a real slick chick come over to me. She said,
"Cool it, Daddy. Can't you see?
There's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a cruising for a bruising. There was a winning and a losing. Put it to an end. There's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was Hugh Barrett and the Victors, A Fungus Among Us. Counting backwards. Johnny Otis Orchestra did I Put a Cast in My Spell. Cast in My Spell. Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber, did Rock and Bones. Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm, She Made My Blood Run Cold. And we open up with Jackie Morningstar by request, of course, Rockin' in the Graveyard. Happy Halloween. Trick or treat, everybody. I don't know.
I'll take the treat.
I'm not a real Halloween fan anymore because of this.
I am.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
I just don't like the idea of a million people coming to our town and growing up on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's the part I like best.
I knew that. You know, this, we have to tell everybody. Roscoe called me last night and reminded me. I've got to tell everybody to go out and vote Tuesday. This is a very close election.
Yes.
George Bush gets elected. Not only is there no more Hound Show, the entire radio family will become boat people.
Right.
I think they're going to exile us.
Not to mention that a 92-year-old woman whose husband wouldn't allow her to register to vote did that just after he died. And this is her first election, and we don't want to let her down.
Mm.
I read this in the news.
She said who she's voting for.
She is voting for Democrat Bill Clinton.
So should we make our official hound radio family endorsements? Clinton for president. I guess we're going to go with Bob. We got to go with Bob Abrams for New York Senate.
Got to.
House of Representatives. I don't know. I'm leaning towards Manfred Owenstein. I don't know. I don't like Bill Green at all.
Me neither. Yeah.
He does. He sends out too much mail. It
way
costs
too much
us money.
Mail.
Wow, look at this. We got Touch of Evil on TV here. I guess
Marlene
Dietrich just showed up. That's one of the great cameos in film history. It's beautiful.
Yes, and if Bruce were here, I'm sure we could have a half an hour discourse on it.
Half an hour discourse on it. Oh, the A-Bones are over in Europe, so Bruce is not here, but this has to make the news. Lars lost his passport like the day they were supposed to leave. That's so great. I mean, just... We don't know if he went. You can jam in on Sally's mic, or maybe we should set up a mic for Sco. We don't know if he left or not. If anybody has a Lars update, you can leave a message on my machine at my house. Because you can't call the station, because we ain't there. We are at Che Bryan today. This is the best remote.
An undisclosed location.
You know, we sort of had to do it this way because I'm on the wagon for a little while.
Is that why we did it?
No. But I can take as much dope as I want. So... It's okay.
So it's not the wagon.
Yeah, like just the booze wagon, just till my liver stops hurting. Anyway.
And beyond, hopefully.
Yeah.
Believe me, you know when it hurts.
You know. You do know. And so everybody's got to go out. Not only do you have to vote, you have to call your friends in other states. I told my mother, who's like the most right-wing person I've ever talked to voluntarily, that if she didn't vote for Clinton, I would never talk to her again.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to call.
I'm sure that threat's going to stick.
In fact, now we're going to call Roscoe's parents and tell them the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I should turn that louder, huh? What's Ed voting? Who's Ed?
Wilbur, can I vote?
Yes, Ed, you can vote if you vote Democrat. And what else is going on here in that?
What else can Ed do?
Oh, we got one thing in the news here. Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. Be careful not to rile a delicate gardener. Some state police officers think one of them is haunting the Morgan County barracks.
And dead gardeners can be dangerous. Just ask me.
I think that's Hazel, who they forgot they locked up on his last drunk in West Virginia. I talked to our local beat cops, Annette and Oscar, yesterday to see how they were going to vote.
I thought they had other names.
What, Officer Zeppelin and Officer Cutie?
Yeah.
That's Officer Zeppelin and Officer Cutie. Well, of course, Officer Cutie said she was voting Democrat. Officer Zeppelin said he was going to vote for Bush. This is exactly what he said. Because they'll be taking hostages in the Middle East by next week if Clinton gets in. Glad these guys are protecting us. Anyway.
I wonder what costumes they're going to wear today.
I think they wear them all year long. We got another request item out of get out of the way here. But what do we got? Brian Walker, Trick or Treat.
Ooh, cool feedback.
And I'm gonna let you to our die. love me, love me, love me. Well, then the goblins don't get you, then the witches will tell you how I can. And I'll get you to die. Good, it's my way. Start to surrender by the 1st of November. I'll haunt you night and day. Well, I'm gonna get you trick or treat.
Beware of the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Just got off from work, it was awful late. I had to pass the cemetery gate. The sky was dark and the moon was bright. It was a very, very cold.
That was no hound dog. That was the original hound.
on station WFMU, 91.1 FM on your blaster, you understand. Here in East Orange, New Jersey, listen to his great show and hear Jack Starr rock and roll.
Don't be frightened. You will be with me tonight.
We back a long time ago, there was a Halloween party, as you all know. There was a Mitt King Kong that had a time, an old alligator with his head on the bite. The mummy was a scratching his locked jaws, but a monster knocked the alligator through the wall. The Scooch was a making of him on stew. They even tried to roast Mr. Werewolf too. Yeah, rock, rock, everybody. Mr. Hyde making terrible sound. The hunchback and bull with all his wives, swinging and swaying to the crazy jive.
Prince of Shadows returns in Scream Blackula Scream. See Scream Blackula Scream, all new, rated PG, starring William Marshall, Don Mitchell, and Pam Grier, the godmother of coffee. Blackula is back in Scream Blackula Scream.
Elevator takes you down, 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 down. It's 40 floors beneath the crown, it's like you're sitting there. Ooh, oxygen is sitting there.
Something wicked is coming your way. She's the girl with the power to turn you on, to turn you off. cross over into the occult for the initiation of the Virgin Witch. You don't believe in witches? You'd better believe in the Virgin Witch. She'll blow your mind. In Eastman Color, from Joseph Fenner Associates.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, I turn into a teenage cuckoo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets, looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. I'm the night headhunter looking for a head, with a way out body underneath that head. I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. The jungle and I'm a beast, a teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. And say, baby, like I've been telling you, I'm the goo 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 goo. And bang!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Here I am. This is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. We're coming to you from Brian's house. And this is our You're Sure to Be Sick of Halloween When We're Through With You show. That was Ronnie cooking the gate lads with Goo Goo Muck. For the Hollywood Flames, Frankenstein's Den, Jack Starr. Only time of year he gets airplay. Poor guy. Halloween Party, The Revels, Midnight Stroll, Brian Walker, Trick or Treat. We're not going to play Monster Mash. In fact, if we had a copy of Monster Mash, I'd smash it. Don't you, Roscoe's here, and Sally. Do you guys hate Monster Mash?
Yes.
I'm pretty sick of Monster Mash.
Pretty much. I do. But I was I was rather shocked that Roscoe said one of your favorite songs was Aquarius.
It is sort of a transporting song.
I just always think of it as a song that was a hit for so long, like it just got off the charts like yesterday.
Yeah, I think it just sounds good when it's played with other songs at the same time.
It always makes me think of a lot of people running around in body suits. I don't know. That's the image I get from that song.
Yeah.
I think of Bonneville's.
Bonneville motorcycles or
the
cars?
Bonneville, yeah. The tomato suit Bonneville from about that period.
Mm-hmm.
With internal reverb on a dash.
Okay. That's what I'll think of too next time. So you're deep in the music industry homework today. What do you got there?
Well, no, right now I'm on like some technical thing reading about a microphone.
Before you had Billboard, you were
Saturday
I saw your
like
name.
When subscribers get Billboards.
Uh-huh. Keeping up on the.
You can find out. You check your executive turntable, see if any of your friends either lost or got jobs.
Are in a position to pay you to do stuff.
If they've got ink in their pen, stuff like that.
I had a record executive experience yesterday, a rather unpleasant one. I found myself in, like, this Denny Cordell's office you know, I don't even tell you what I was doing there. It didn't have to do with the music industry. It was not fun.
Sort of a kingfish thing going on there.
You know it.
Oh boy. So what else is going on? This is WFMU East Orange. This is great. We set up the whole radio station in Brian's living room. And we're sitting around. We're having
Hound
a great
is on
time.
The couch. This He's is about great. Three feet away from a giant TV with Touch of Evil on it. He's got all his things around him.
Yeah, and at my fingertips, I have this amazing invention. Listen to this. Alfred Hitchcock. Say
my that. Friend the Hound not only rocks, but also rolls.
Well, what an ego booster that Alfred.
This is much better than going to East Orange.
That was a good howl.
Yeah, they're never going to get me out of here. I'm just going to set up here and stay here.
I think it's true.
One of those guys, like guys who used to, DJs used to lock themselves in their control booth and play the same record over and over again for like 2 weeks to get kept publicity for themselves in a desperate attempt to further their careers. Well, I have reached that level of desperation.
Hey.
I think it works better if you hold, like, maybe we'll hold a puppy dog hostage, like, you know, sign me to a big deal or I murder the pooch.
Maybe a spotted owl.
Maybe a human.
That pooch you're murdering could be you.
Yeah. Anyway, what do we do? Oh, we got things to announce, to renounce.
Oh,
the world
good.
Famous Blue Jays and the Diesel Only Review at Brownies tonight. Who was on the Diesel Only Review? Does anybody know?
Angel Dean and Zephyr.
Angel Dean.
I think Angel Dean's going on earlier.
Yeah.
I think
like eight or
Western
something.
Is on.
Courtney and Western, Angel Dean.
And Blue Chieftains.
Blue Chieftains. Are they really going to march down Avenue A? There's a rumored march down
Renegade
Avenue
has just
A.
Just handed us this, and
from
it says everything
bar.
We just said. Yeah, there's a Rig Rock parade before the show. Meet at 2 a. at 9 o'clock, and then.
Well, I hope they got
bring
some
your
rigs.
Own banners and floats. You know, it's
and
hard to bring your own float. That takes planning.
Monster trucks.
And it's free with a CMJ badge, but the CMJ guys have to spend at least 1 minute in the corner with their nose in a spoon. Keeping the spoon on the wall, of course.
Oh, it looks like Angel Dean and the Zephyrs are kicking it off at 10.
Well, there you go, app brownies. It's CMJ. You know they asked Nick Hill to be on a CMJ panel. They didn't ask the Hound. I mean,
here we go.
Come on. Let's get serious.
My choice would have been
who commands the crowds?
The
who
they just
who
don't
fills
the
bars?
The boss of the whole thing.
Yeah, well. Nick Toshes will be at St. Mark's Church next Friday night reading from his works.
Wow.
November 6th, Friday, 10:30, the St. Mark's Poetry Project, $5 contribution, it says here. That means you can walk in without paying if you don't want to. You know what that is, right?
But,
everybody
you
knows
know,
the St. Mark's
Church. To support
churches.
Poetry.
Go out and see Nitro Nick Toshes, the world's most dynamic reader.
Skeletons.
The Skeletons are at Wetlands tonight. Imagine Wetlands on Halloween.
Youch.
Yeah, no. Well, the Skeletons are definitely worth seeing. The only two keyboard band I would ever recommend.
Hey.
We've got a blues hoodoo hangover for Halloween. What time is it there?
Four?
Blues hangover time. We're going to kick it off on the Accelo label with Charles Sheffield. Charles Mad Dog Sheffield.
Just can't sleep. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. Round and
medicine. That witch and I was here again. All hushed, look and listen. That witch and I was here again. With such a creepy old feeling, it's enough to drive a man insane. Now my doorknob's rattling, my chair's turning round and round. My doorknob is rattling, my chair's turning round and round. I can hear strange voices and nobody can be found. Now my aggravating mama, she died about a year ago. My aggravating mama died about a year ago. And ever since she died, I've been hanging everywhere I go. Lead 45 lead. Everybody rock. This is that witch in Iowa, people. Y'all love. Make me go nuts. Hollow. I'm even afraid to raise my hand. Afraid to hollow. I'm afraid to raise my hand. Because that witch in Iowa, she come in walking like a man. When she was dying, I tell you people what she said to me. When she was dying, I tell you people what she said to me. Said, Tampa, you going to have witching hours, and I will linger in your memory.
Well, now boogie, woogie, chillin'. up, boy. Walk on the floor. You got something nobody don't know. You got the boo, doo, boo. Boo, doo, boo. Got the boo, doo, boo. You about to change the poor man's mind.
When your woman start acting funny and begin to run around, you'd better get you somebody, cause she's fit to put you down. Better let her go, man, just as quick as you can, because that hoodoo girl is going to hoodoo the hoodoo man. You know my woman got me on a one note. That's something I can't understand. How I look at her running out with some other man. After all, I did all in this world I can. But this little hoodoo girl, she done hoodoo the hoodoo man. Well, blow your harmonica, son. Yeah, she got me hoodoo. She take all my money and spend it all over town. And when I want to love a man, she ain't can't be found. I walk and cry, dry tears away with my hand. Because that little hoodoo girl, people, she done hoodoo the hoodoo man.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound.
Oh, no.
I got a record playing. How do we shut? We got to shut it off. Anyway.
Anyway.
Well, we're coming to you live from Brian's house. I'm just feeling really good.
So what's going on in the movie right now?
Oh, Touch of Evil?
Yeah.
The guy's punching the button on the radio. They're driving through they're speeding through Tijuana in search of, I don't know, I wasn't paying attention. You guys both got to close in on the mic a little. We heard, that was our Hoodoo Hangover, Lightning Slim, Hoodoo Blues. I think the best version of that's much overplayed song. J.B. Lenoir, Voodoo Boogie. Tabby Thomas, Hoodoo Party. Tampa Red, Witching Hour Blues. And Charles Sheffield, It's Your Voodoo Working. Three Accello records on that.
I danced to that set in the living room. It was great.
I saw you just dancing.
Yeah.
Shaking your...
We're having fun here. Uh-oh.
Oh, the Gerla is here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
And Laura is here, missing her voice lesson for this.
Wow.
Anyway.
This is one long vibe.
Do we have a PSA queued up?
Yeah.
Do I trigger that or do you? Brian Redman, Special Weapons and Tactics, and our host today.
Hey.
Live from Brian's house. Are we, anytime.
Now you're driving 55 miles an hour and you have a head on. This is what happens. In the first tenth of that fatal second, the front bumper and grille collapses. During the second tenth, your hood rises and strikes the windshield. Fenders begin wrapping themselves around the object of collision. You slam on your brakes, but your body is still moving at 55 miles an hour. You stiffen your legs for the jolt, but they both snap at the knee joint. During the third tenth of a second, your body catapults from the seat. Broken knees ram into the dashboard. The steering wheel begins to collapse. The steering column drives towards your chest. In the fourth tenth, 2 feet of the car's front end are totally demolished, but the rear end is still traveling at 35 miles an hour. Your body is moving forward at 55. In the fifth tenth, your body's impaled on the steering column. Blood rushes into your lungs. During the sixth tenth, the force of impact is built up so that your feet are ripped out of their shoes. The brake pedal shears off. The car frame buckles in the middle. Your head slams into the windshield. In the seventh tenth of a second, the entire car body is distorted. Hinges rip off. Doors spring open. The seat flails loose, striking it from behind. But it really doesn't matter. You're dead. You aren't around to experience the final 3/10 of this 1 second. Neither are your passengers. It doesn't take long to die.
Public service announcement from the Hound, Jack Webb, and Brian Redman.
And your local skeleton.
And WFMU. Whoa. I always thought that needed a laugh track. Anyway, that's our PSA for today. Got that out of the way at 4:10. Can we go home? Oh, boy. Look at the Gerla in profile. Hokey
drinking
smoke.
A bud.
With his face in the bud.
Got my new mirror shade, too.
Jeremy Tepper of the world-famous Blue Jays. There'll be a Brownies tonight with the diesel-only review. Jer will be leading... Well, I guess Jerris Bailey will be leading the Rig Rock Parade down Avenue A. Starts at 2nd and A.
Jer, you can hit him.
We're going to march from booze pit number 1 to booze pit number 2.
Yep.
And who knows where they're going to end up.
Yeah. The convoy of
you definitely
want to
stop for a drink along the way.
They're going to be set up outside of Wally's with, like, the Gatorade, you know, as you go by.
Gatorade with grain alcohol.
Stop in to see Handsome Dick. That's Jer's version of the marathon, New York Marathon.
Yeah. It's my favorite $2.50 cab ride.
Yeah. We got any news stories?
Well... Yeah, we do.
Okay.
You want a sick one?
Yeah, Halloween.
A 22-year-old man discharged from the U.S. Army on August 3rd showed up at a daycare center on August 6th wearing a wet diaper under his jeans and a note pinned to his shirt stating that he was retarded and asking that someone change the diaper. At first, the personnel took the note at face value, but they called police when they noticed that the man had become aroused by the diaper change.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Wow.
Especially anybody wearing diapers.
Endo story. He was aroused and that's it.
Well, isn't that usually
it's a good story. Good story. I'm fascinated by this thing at my fingertips.
If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
It's Halloween.
I've got a brutal food story.
Well, we can get a brutal food story. When someone's attacked by their food.
That's
my favorite ones.
Over food.
How brutal?
Well, Joseph Fallot was charged with killing his
I don't
sports.
Know what it is, Wilbur, but I'm scared.
Said a patrolman, quote, Fallot said she would stack the refrigerator full of vegetables hiding the milk and that he wasn't going to take that anymore, unquote. Fallot chased his wife through the house and stabbed her 219 times.
Wow, his arm must have been awful tired. Like, 208, 209. Oh, God.
Wonder what kind of milk it was.
I don't know. Wonder who that is at the buzzer.
2% skim milk, maybe some carob flavored soy.
Whatever it was his favorite kind of milk.
Maybe some of that banana milk.
Buttermilk. Maybe it was you.
Mary Lee's here.
ML's here. Let's all go say hi to ML and play some records. We got queued up. Ah, this is great. This is Dr. John before his finger got cut up when he used to play guitar. Under the name of Morgus the Magnificent on the great Ace label.
Yay.
And Adobe is off.
Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. He's got shaggy hair and a graveyard stare. Vampire blood spill everywhere. That
Argus. Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. If you want a thrill, turn the lights down low. Except for the groove, steal the show, see.
Argus, the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Argus, the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
We're the graveyard tramps who rise from our grave to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down. We get our hands on every stick in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Up a storm of fiendish glee.
Took the thing from outer space and take it to stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife.
We had a ooh Harlem party. We had a ooh Harlem party. Everybody had screaming bombs. Last night in Dracula Hall.
Clock 12, I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking, all the sun came up. With one more scream, I woke up.
We had ooh,
to Nancy and Sheila in the mansion of the doomed is so horrifying, we can't even hint at it on this radio station. Mansion of the Doomed is so shocking, it will never appear on television. Some films you see, some you feel.
Gonna go down there, yeah, you better be right, sinner, you better be right. If you ain't right, you're going down there, it'll end up being the devil's pot of fire.
Your friends, mail them free fiendish postcard scenes from the She-Beast and the Embalmer. See both and get 6 free beastly gag cards. Write in your own punchlines, then mail your beastly gags to fracture your friends.
I was driving home that night, and my graveyard gave me a walking up to the
was a meat cleaver massacre. 4 crazed killers butchered his wife, son, and daughter. He went after them, one at a time. All he wanted was revenge, and he got it. He really got it. Meat Cleaver Massacre explodes on the screen with a shriek of bloody violence so shocking it will never be seen on television. It will tear at your guts. Meat Cleaver Massacre.
Right, it's a hound here. WFMU East Orange, and we're coming to you live from Brian's house for our Halloween special.
This is when you get
and we're all set up in Brian's living room, and we're sort of having a... We're watching Touch of Evil and doing our Halloween show.
Hound is watching Touch of Evil.
This is quite impressive. We're actually eating. That was Carlo Casual, Don't Meet Mr. Frankenstein. We heard Casper and the Ghosts with Rock Around the Tombstone. That's an actual request item. Ronnie Dawson knew those guys.
Really?
Yeah, like five black guys trying to play rockabilly in Dallas in 1958. Casper and the Ghosts. Freddy and the Hitchhiker, Sinners. I dreamed I knew them. The DuPonts did Screamin' Ball at Dracula Hall. And we opened up with Dr. John parading around as Morgus the Magnificent, doing Morgus the Magnificent. The record industry's pathetic attempt to cash in on Halloween. It's truly one of the saddest moments in musical history, and we like to celebrate it each and every year. But since this year the show came right on Halloween, we have to go overboard. So the parade is going to come like right by here, right down the block.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yep. And it's going to be almost... I wonder if it's... Is it vibe time yet? Vibe report?
I don't know. I think you have to check your clock right up there, Hound.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. I got clocks
actually,
everywhere
now. They have also set up a clock for Hound.
A few minutes to vibe time. Well, what was the latest news thing I got here? Oh, weather. You want the weather?
Yeah.
Ted Baxter style. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool. Lows ranging from about 30 in the northwest valleys to about 40 along the coast. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cool. Highs only in the upper 40s to the low 50s. Sunday night, mostly clear and cool. Lows again from near 30 in the northwest valleys to near 40 along the coast. Monday, increasing cloudiness and cool. High 50 to 55. Extended forecast. What? I thought the world was going to end. We don't need this.
When they're talking about northwest valleys, are they talking about, like, Montana or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, definitely Montana.
Oh.
Pardon me.
That's real local weather.
Do we... No, northwest valleys. I think they mean, like, New Jersey, like, around the Delaware... water gap. Where's the World End story? I thought the world was going to end.
There's no one left to write it.
Did Gerla?
We're certain.
Did Gerla make... Jerry, you went to... Stick your face in the mic. You went to the CMJ convention?
Yeah, we went down to the...
How come they never invite the Hound is what we want to know.
I don't know, Hound. I don't know if you qualify as a college jock.
I am college radio. The world, Dateline Boston, the end of the world is drawing near, according to a national religious movement that predicts the final reckoning will occur by Saturday. Today's Saturday.
By Saturday. It's already
Some people
Saturday.
Don't believe, said Lee Hing Kyung, spokesperson for the Tabira World Mission, whose 16-year-old leader, Bang Ik.
Wait, ha, 16?
16.
Oh, that's
Is
good.
Said to have received a revelation from Jesus that would come this month for Judgment Day. But many people believe it's all up to them how much their minds are close to God.
And whether they're going off to that great Korean grocery market in the sky.
Speaking of which, the one on my block was closed today, period.
The Korean?
Didn't open at all.
Well.
No, because of Halloween.
Rapture.
They said, forget this day.
Check it out. It's the vibe music.
All right. That must mean...
And the phone is up.
What do I have to do? I have to
pick up the phone and hello, Roscoe.
Hey, Hound.
Hey. You're looking good, Roscoe.
How you doing?
I couldn't possibly be any better. I don't miss East Orange in the least.
Me either. Never one of my favorite places.
No. You can actually hear the show here.
I like East Orange, but this is better.
I've been here in this show. Yeah. I've been here in this show.
I know you've been here. So how you doing?
Today's vibe report is from Brian's kitchen. It's a kitchen vibe report.
Yeah.
I came in here and I was thinking, what am I going to do on the vibe report? And then I did just the natural thing that you do in the kitchen, which is... open the door to the refrigerator and stand there and stare.
Okay, what's he got in the... What did Brian Rennick have in the fridge?
Well, they got some painted eggs.
Wow.
Andy Warhol on them. And let's see, there's, you know, your...
Must be Halloween eggs.
Soy sauce, hot sauce, a couple other things I haven't heard of, some minced garlic, mustard, horseradish, hot sauce, some 35mm film...
Well, you mixed that all together, and look what you got.
Right, wine, some New Amsterdam, some Bud, OJ, a couple kinds of milk, some nice funky pickles. I like these cheap pickles. Some mushrooms, one emergency bottle of champagne, and some white bread. Looks pretty good.
We want to take you behind the scenes for a moment.
Wow. That's great.
But over here on this other shelf, the thing that I really like is the combination of cooking supplies and tools. Not cooking tools, I mean like tools. Screwdrivers, a vise.
I know, it's the kitchen.
That's for when Brian cooks.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty happening vibe report.
It's one of my favorite ones ever.
This is the greatest.
Let's see, somebody just made one of these little Bob Oli things here. With it looks like, I don't know what's on it.
Basil.
Basil and onions?
Yeah. Mm. Basil and onions.
Those are being served up right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Uh-oh.
We're frying them up in the kitchen.
I don't know if it's going to make it out into the living room.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
There's Jer.
Jer's got one. Yeah. People seem to like these vibe reports where everybody eats.
Some like them, some
Oh, Jer's
like
got
them.
A Bob Oli?
The Nick Tasha's vibe report went over really well.
That's good.
We're all eating.
That was when...
By the way, Nick Tasha's will be at the St. Mark's Church Friday, 10:30, reading from his works.
Which will be worth it at any cost.
Yeah.
Skeletons at the... what's that place? It used to be the... used to be a big disco
show. Wetlands, it's
Wetlands,
called.
Wetlands.
And, of course, are you on for the power assist tonight for the Rig Rock Review, Roscoe?
I sure am. I'll be playing with the Jays later tonight.
And what guitar are you bringing?
I really haven't made the decision. I was thinking maybe B-Bender, but then I was thinking maybe a classic Telly for Halloween.
Hey, Roscoe, we got to run through that Chug a Lug, you know, tonight for Roger Miller, too.
All right, Roger Miller croaked this week. Remember those immortal words. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
Well, the problem is, you know, we did the record and Mojo did the vocals and kind of like...
I like Jer's relentless self-promotion, especially when it's off mic.
And get on the mic and tell people to buy your stuff.
I'm not going to buy your stuff. Tell them to come down and hear you play.
Finish eating first.
Yeah, I'll be down there playing guitar, but I got to throw one more thing in there about the election vibe. You got to, like, go ahead and call your friends. It doesn't work that much for this state because, you know, we probably already got this state taken care of, but you got to call your friends that live in, like, outlying areas because hardly anybody's from here anyway and tell, make sure, you know, that they can, you know, throw their weight around.
Vote.
Do it. Just doing it.
You lose the right to complain.
We're just doing it.
I don't know.
At the gig, and I mean, I'm coming back into the living room anyway.
Okay.
Okay,
Roscoe.
Live report. Here you go.
Thank you, Roscoe.
Yeah.
And as you know,
as a
slight reprieve from our Halloween freak out here. It is, of course, the 25th anniversary of the very first Iggy and the Stooges gig at the Grandy Ballroom. I think Iggy was playing a vacuum cleaner or something, but somehow they managed to make like three albums and 2,000 bootlegs. And we do salute the Ig, and he hasn't made a good record since the Stooges broke up. And we're gonna do that. That's today's bomb.
Stooges, the best rock and roll performers have always innately recognized that sound must lend itself to visualness, motions. The media must be mixed. Rock is sex and violence, And all the other unmentionables, our parents only hid it about in the darkest, most silent corners. It is their deepest fears exposed in the loudest, freest way possible. Rock is revolution.
Oh, look out. I went down, baby, you can tell. I took a ride to the pretty music. Now move to the street from the hill.
Stick it deep inside. Stick it deep inside. Dancing, baby. In your band, I'm a shaking leaf. In your band, I'll be dancing, baby. Cause it's love, yeah, I do believe.
I'm sticking deep inside.
One big thing about rock music that we have not mentioned is that it's loud. It's loud. No question about it. The kids say, if it ain't loud, it ain't no good, and they're right.
You alone and you get so deep, so happy.
I think a good song for you would be a 55-minute Louie Louie. Let's give them an extra treat and do Louie. Would you rather we just ran through our program set and looked real slick, or would you rather we just relaxed and did Louie Louie?
Come to this, baby.
take a while alone. Ladies and gentlemen, with Louie Louie, and thank you very much to the person who threw this glass bottle at my head and nearly killed me, but you missed again, Seth. Keep trying next week.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, that's how it ends for the Stooges. Is then the Ig goes on to a career as a professional knucklehead. I heard he gave a speech the other day, but nobody saw it. CMJ. Him and Lou Reed gave speeches at CMJ. That was the Stooges doing a cheap Louie Louie.
Supposedly
the last song of their last
Baja.
Set. Yeah, he bought a place. He was talking about that like last when I interviewed him like 5 years ago. Scene of the Crime, which is an outtake from Raw Power. Raw Power, completely different mix. You might have noticed some background vocals and extra guitar stuff that wasn't on the final version. Loose, and I Want to Be Your Dog opened it up. There you go. Anyway,
give
ourselves some juice here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, nobody saw the Lou Reed speech either, huh? Jer
okay.
saw Lou.
Come up to the mic, Jer.
And Jesse Jackson, too. And today,
college radio DJ Jesse Jackson.
All of that with Brian May from Queen.
You mean
what
Jesse
treat.
Jackson is the opening act for Queen?
Pardon me, what kind of strings do you use?
Well, that's what the deal is. They got the heavy metal marathon going on down there.
That's CMJ?
All these kids from Queens and the island come down there.
What is heavy? I thought this was like nerd rock. I thought college music
was like
this. Well,
there's two things that are going on. There's one, like all the alternative next Nirvana thing, and then there's also like the full-blown, you know, metal marathon.
Alternative metal?
Yeah, the best thing I ever saw at a CMJ convention was about 4 or 5 years ago. It was on Halloween, and Lemmy was on the heavy metal panel, the hard rock heavy metal panel, and he was like raving about, you know, Little Richard and... Jerry Lee, and these kids were all looking at him like quizzically, you know.
Advising.
Pretty cool. And then Lemmy was outside. Do you mind if I...
No, go right ahead.
Tell you a story.
I'm
here.
Eating.
Outside the Gramercy Hotel, he was like flagging a cab. So I said, hey, Lemmy, you know, where are you going? Or he was headed down to the Gramercy Hotel. I said, I'll give you a ride. So he got in the front seat.
To buy speed, no doubt.
All right.
But in the blue
and he'll
machine.
Never wash
no,
it
this
again.
Was back in the little green bug.
Really?
Yeah.
Rosco, you want to tell your Motorhead story?
I think I told it before.
Oh.
Oh, buddy.
Been kicking the hotel door down.
See, that was my Halloween story.
Well, we did
too, so it tied in there.
I took the Halloween. It wasn't on Halloween, ours, I guess. I don't know. It's a pretty long story. It involved a deed that was done together and made friends for life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Roscoe, you're going
to tell... Oh, that's exciting.
You're going to tell your Lou Reed
story?
It involved
hard drugs. What's the Lou Reed story? I don't know if I know it.
Yeah, he spoke yesterday to a bunch of kids down there.
I'd like to thank Glenn Jones back at the fort.
Yeah, Glenn. How's it going?
In fact, you're probably allowed to leave now. This is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. We're doing our Halloween show from Brian's house. This is much better than a radio station. I have so much cool stuff here.
Biggest TV.
Roscoe and Sally Hurt. We got a news story?
It's going wonderfully.
I had a couple.
Wash down my pumpkin pie.
I think that was back from Radio 1.
I don't know. I got a kick out of this one. Mm-hmm. Relatives in Moscow. Relatives of former Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev didn't like it when the sun shone on the bust at his grave. They thought it gave him a silly grin. So they painted the sculpture darker. They said that the lighter shade in the sunshine made him look silly.
Lighter shade of pale.
I don't know. I like that.
So Khrushchev was a little silly.
Yeah. He's silly on his grave.
Well,
sounds like the verge of feedback.
What? Well, I had a story.
Oh, well, I didn't quite. Okay, let's just play records. How about that?
Okay.
How about that? What do we got?
Good idea.
It's not Halloween without Haunted Saxophone by the Nightcaps, now is it?
With a definite cha-cha-cha motion.
Come along with me.
Let's do the graveyard cha-cha.
Come along with me.
Wow, let me
in a tomb. Beat now the rhythm with the witch's broom. The bones were rattling to and fro, and the zombies were yelling, boom and go. The hangman's noose really started to swing when a skeleton quartet rose up to sing.
Everybody chop chop,
come along with me.
Let's do the graveyard chop chop.
Yeah.
Everybody chop-chop,
come along with me.
Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha.
See you again tomorrow night. Shut up and get back in your tomb.
And I'm scared of what's going to happen in the next couple of minutes.
Sitting in my front room, I heard a loud crash. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, that was a one of purple people either looking at me. I jumped in my plane and I took to the clouds. I had to go see what the mess was all about. This mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. See how, oh. He was a wiggling and a grinning and a sniggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people needed at my baby and gone.
Right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
I was strolling through the jungle the other day. I came across some purple people eaters along the way. They took me, threw me in a great big pot. Man, I'm telling you, yeah, it sure was hot. And they kept singing, having a purple pot. Whip, 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 whip. Serving a purple stew. I cried to the witch doctor, please hear my plea. So he drew a pretty girl in the pot with me. I said, hello, baby, how do? Fancy meeting you in a purple stew. And they kept singing, have in a purple pot. Whip, 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 whip. Serve in a purple stew. Do, 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 do. Purple potatoes and purple tomatoes and you. Meanwhile, back in the pot. A baby, I mean, a dig'em for you. A sugar, are you a flipper of me?
Kiss, 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 kiss.
Me want 'em kiss.
But how am I gonna get out of a mess like this?
Ba ba bo diddy wa, ba 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 bo diddy wa. Well, they start dancing to some old rock and roll. So I suggested that I teach them how to stroll. While me and pretty baby made our escape all right, cause we kept strolling through the jungle till we were out of sight. And they kept singing, having a purple pot. Whip, 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 whip. Serving a purple soup. Do, 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 do. Purple.
All right, sober up and try to listen to this.
Welcome to the house on Haunted Hill.
It's a hound here at WFMU, and this is our Halloween extravaganza from Brian's living room, and that was Kenny and the Fiends' House on Haunted Hill in Emergo. But we're coming to you also in Emergo. Thurston Harris did Purple Stew, Ventures He Never Came Back. Bo Diddley, Bo Meets the Monster, the 3Ds did Graveyard Cha-Cha. We opened up with the Nightcaps, Haunted Sax. All these sound effects are great.
That's a large hat.
Whoa. So, what are we supposed to announce again? Nick Toshes is at the St. Mark's Church Friday. Next Friday at 10:30, reading from his works. And the skeletons are at Wetlands tonight. And the world-famous Blue Jays and their world-famous Rig Rock review at Brownies tonight.
But
CMJ
wait.
Special.
Run it by him. Let's give him the times here, Hound. We're going to start at 10 o'clock with Angel Dean and the Zephyrs.
Angel Dean and the Zephyrs.
And then followed by the Blue Chieftains at 11 o'clock, followed by Courtney and Western at the Witching Hour. And the world-famous Blue Jays will wrap it up. So if you want to see the skeletons and then come catch the Jays, can be done. And if you want to come early, you can join us in the parade.
The parade that starts at 2A at 9 p.m.
Tell them who's leading the parade up Avenue A.
We got Johnny Legend.
Johnny Legend, professional wrestling manager, who will be taking on New York's finest on Avenue A.
Yeah, man, he's going to
body slam a couple of cops.
It would be the cooler parade out of the parades offered tonight.
He'll be like spinning his baton and, you know, doing the parade, leading the parade. We're going to.
And Jeremy is dressed in a Godzilla suit.
Yeah, guaranteed. I personally promise
that Jerry will be wearing a Godzilla suit.
Oh, man.
Or your money back.
It's a good value, actually. We should tell him only $5. You come down.
Only $5.
Brownies.
Or tell him you're there to see Spot the bartender and then you can. Might be able to get in for free. Or a fake CMJ badge works wonders at these events. Right. Yeah. So they had some important panelists at the CMJ convention. They had Jer and Nick. I hope everybody got their money's worth out of the CMJ convention. Now you're all on vacation in New York. It's Halloween. You've been egged by mean little kids with automatic weapons. And you're getting the best part of your New York vacation right now, the Hounds Show. And we're having a great time because we're in Brian's living room having a great time. Got a couple of quick news flashes handed to me here. Joseph Fallot, 61, was charged with killing his wife. Oh, we did this one already.
Yes,
that was a good one, though.
It was very good.
We did this one, too. Let's do this one again. This was so good, we're going to do it twice. 22-year-old man discharged from the U.S. Army on August 3rd showed up at a daycare center in Iskenanadito on August 6th wearing a wet diaper under his jeans and a note pinned to his shirt stating that he was retarded and asking someone to change the diaper. At first, the center personnel took the note at face value, but then called the police when they noticed the man had become aroused by the diaper change.
Escarita Dito?
But didn't you read that one before also?
Yes.
It was so good we had to read it twice.
No, Hound had to read it twice.
I don't know. It was a thin news day. What are you reading, Roscoe?
Oh, just, you know, some news in Billboard.
Anything good in Billboard?
Not really. Dylan Travels, Acoustic Road on latest album.
Read him the review there, Roscoe.
Read him and weep. Yeah, Roscoe's in Billboard this week, right?
Oh, I got a little blurb here.
Roscoe's paging through.
Single reviews.
As producer, right?
Nils Lofgren, drunken driver. Producer Eric Roscoe Amble.
Got those quotation marks in there.
There you go. Jerry, you read it.
Can I read it? Yeah. Don't want to be too self-serving, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Heavy blues-tinged grooves alternately share the spotlight with Lofgren's tough vocals. An equally tough massage. Production gives clarity to all the song's details, down to the faint harmonica wailing in the background.
That's Neil, right?
Although,
that's a bad bottom.
Clearly album rock wouldn't qualify here. The song's uncommon spin will make it a valuable addition to playlist. Bonus.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Oh,
how about it? Oh, yeah, bonus. Neil Young as guest guitarist.
There you go.
Hey, let's go. You got points on that record, right?
Yeah, I got some.
Album rock.
Points and a fee.
Uh-huh. All right, well, let's get right back in there.
Not divulge anything.
Wait a minute, here's the review for Neil Diamond doing Morning Has Broken.
Got to hear that one. No, let's play some more records.
You got that?
Where are we?
Stick number two. Here's one produced by our old pal, Cordell Jackson. I know all the record producers.
All right. Yeah. Happy Halloween, Cordell.
Where's that yellow cat?
There was an old man named Rack. His age was about 69. Now the Rack had a teenage daughter. She was so right to do the stroke. But when the teenage werewolf took the miraculous order to the heart. But when the teenage werewolf took the miraculous order to the heart. Well, they like the rock and roll. They didn't want to stop. When the teenage werewolf took the miraculous daughter to the heart, they danced and ate two large sandwiches and drank tequila from the pot. Then the teenage werewolf said, I'll step outside and get some air. But then said, Betty Vampire, go where I'll find you there. Oh, when the teenage werewolf took the miraculous order to the heart. Oh, when the teenage werewolf took the miraculous order to the heart. Well, it's like the rock and roll. They didn't want to stop. Then the teenage werewolf started for the door. He saw Frankenstein and the mummy strolling across the floor. Now the teenage werewolf liked to do the stroll. He went back over to see Betty and said, baby, let's pop some more. Oh, teenage werewolf took the miraculous daughter to the heart. Oh, when teenage werewolf took the miraculous daughter to the heart. Well, it liked to rock and roll. They didn't want to stop.
Static Eagle here in Ooblobby, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Yeah! Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
Yeah. Then you
Big Eagle here, oobla doody fans, and I want to clue you in on my weekend plans. Loopity scoopity fiddly flop, I guess this Saturday's our very last hop in the Ohio area, and we'll be there with Round Sounds upcoming, so if you care for the show, I hope if you live in the neighborhood, you go to the Immaculate Conception Church Record Hop in Willoughby, Ohio, at 37950 Euclid Avenue. Fun and games, lots of surprises, dance contests with LPs for prizes. Lots of fun for everyone. Mad Daddy there with the show. That's this Saturday night, about 8:30 o'clock. So if you can, I hope you go.
Five.
Get it to me in half a day. Blue was off the track that way. Bill for the ring, he came rattled out. I knew I moved in a home in half. Still made up my mind today. Nothing was going to drive me away. When it's easy, nothing to give me the grief. Had one big guy, something else. He did a hunch that off to me. Maybe hoping with the beat sound like a grunt. Say you be here when the morning comes. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Be right here, ain't gonna run. Bought this house, say you know I'm bald. Well, there ain't no ain't gonna run me off.
Suffering from MB, moldy basement? Listen to me. Don't lose tools and valuable clothes to rust and corrosion. The answer, of course, is an RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier. The world's only complete humidifier. Just plug it in with no pans to empty, no more moisture worries of any kind, because the RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier turns itself on. Takes the moisture out of the air, automatically empties the water into your drain, regardless of where the dehumidifier is placed, and then turns itself off. The RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier removes 26 pints of water in 24 hours and is guaranteed to outperform any other on the market or your money back. A dehumidifier is a must on a day like this, but just a dehumidifier alone is not enough. The RCA Whirlpool is the only completely automatic electric dehumidifier from America's most complete family of home appliances. RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifiers start at $88.
As I was riding across the plains, I spied a rambling phantom train. Bound for nowhere.
Bound for nowhere.
I heard a wailing ghost shriek. It echoed from a mountain peak. This was my last cry.
This was my last cry.
I've roamed the plains for many years. Through troubles, happiness, and tears. This was my last cry.
My
loving days have been dead. My broken heart's not mended. How well I do remember the day she said goodbye. The day she said
This is your daddy, the Wavy Gravy Sender, with a word now for shavers, especially those whose skins are tender. Whether it's peach fuzz or whiskers like wire, I'm sure you'll find the chicks admire a clean, close shave. And that's what you get when you harvest your shrubbery with adjustable Gillette. Shave with lather and a good sharp blade. Make a hit with the gals. Yeah, you got it made. Self-assured, good-looking, and cool when you follow the blade and the lather rule. Take it from your daddy. This ain't no jive. Gillette Adjustable's the best by far. It's $1.95.
Out here, coming to you live from East 11th Street at Brian's house, where we're having our little Halloween get together. And
pumpkin seed festival.
Glenn's about to leave the station, right? Hey, Glenn, how do we monitor Glenn?
I don't know. How do you monitor Glenn?
Oh. You ready to?
Whoa.
What? Everything has just gone dead. I think.
Well, that's what it's like sometimes.
Well, anyway.
We're getting some wild feedback.
Yeah, some nice sounds.
Yeah.
It's a good sound.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe we should go back to where we were. That was Ding and Bat, Hearse on a Safari. The Dukes did The Last Ride. Hazel Atkins recorded on 8th Avenue in New York City with the Haunted House. The Cymbals did Do the Zombie. Earl Patterson, Nightmare Hop, produced by our old pal, Cordell Jackson. So, I think Glenn's still at the station. He's talking to me? Little voice.
I was talking to you.
Oh, now I hear you. There you are. How you doing there, Glenn?
Good. How's it going there?
It's going really well. It's actually much better here than it would be at the station.
I can attest to that.
The conditions are more attuned to radio here than there. So what's going on out there?
Oh, just dreaming of Renica's cooking and waiting for that bus.
Oh.
Well, you feel free to steal my mail.
Okay, yeah, you get quite a few cassettes I can record over.
Yeah, they're almost never any good. But, folks, when you are sending a demo tape, do send on a 90-minute TDK or Maxell Chromium.
High bias
for our friends. And anyway, heard any good jokes, Glenn?
Gee, no. I've been reading Kitty Kelly's Sinatra book, though.
Oh, yeah? Did you get to the part where he eats bacon and eggs off a prostitute's stomach?
Like, yeah.
That was the highlight of the book for me.
Yeah, I read about that. It's amazing. 10 years will pass by in his career during, like, the highlight of his career, and he won't do anything in film or record. He'll just beat up press and insult half of Hollywood in the book.
Yeah. That's pretty... That's good. Did you know who bought that... that he worshipped Dean Martin, supposedly, according to Nick Toshes? That's one thing Kitty Kelly leaves out.
Yeah, I haven't figured that one out yet.
But, you know, do you think that Frank's mom was a basement abortionist in Hoboken?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, got to make a living, right?
Well, yeah. You know, Sinatra abortion, no fetus can beat us.
Sure. Wouldn't you like to say that your child was aborted by Frank Sinatra's mother?
No.
I guess I'll go away on that note.
Nice talking to you. Thanks, Glenn.
Sure, have fun.
Glenn's running the board.
Yay,
back at
Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you.
Back at the foodless sport.
Let's see, where were we? Oh.
We're doing the long distance pass of the burning bush. Glenn being the official broadcaster today, we can do whatever we want.
Oh, that's right. It's all official.
Yeah, well, we are not officially on the air. Glenn is officially on the air. He's just getting a live feed from the Hounds.
From somewhere
Halloween
in Halloween
bash.
Land.
Yeah. Next week on the Hound Show, we'll be back at the station.
Oh.
Ike Turner's birthday.
I
like Ike, too. And, okay, one quick time through the announcements and then back to the turntables. World famous Blue Jays and the Rig Rock Review with the Blue Chieftains, Angel Dean and the Zephyrs, and Courtney and Western Brownies tonight. The Skeletons at Wetlands tonight. And next Friday, Nick Toshes will be reading over at the St. Mark's Church on 2nd Avenue and 10th Street, 10:30 p.m. A little late start for the Poetry Project's. Phone's ringing.
We
gotta go.
The phone is ringing off the hook.
Up here, the
too.
Phantom 5.
Maybe somebody giving us money.
Dead man. Amazing, annoying thing just happened, folks. We got the
call.
Solicitation call. What do you call it?
Solicitation
call
from
who's on the
Gore.
Phone? The
campaign.
Okay, how do we put him on the air?
So Brian is masterminding the air signal now.
Hi. Okay, we're on the air, right? You know you're on the air.
Sure.
Okay. We're trying to turn off. Okay, we got to turn off that monitor. And this is the Hound. This is WFMU Stars. Now, what are you interrupting us with?
Okay, my name's Pam. I'm calling from Clinton Gore headquarters.
Where is that?
It is on East 21st Street, in New York City.
Where? Like what? Nice building.
No, it's a nice building. It's
nicer than when we live on Avenue B. So you're already doing better than we are.
Now, this is a union headquarters.
Okay.
A union headquarters that has lent the space to the Clinton Gore phone bank.
I see.
Oh.
And,
okay.
There are a lot of young people here who are calling all the registered Democratic voters.
You think young people go for Clinton and Gore?
Pardon?
You think young people go for Clinton and Gore?
I've been calling a lot of young people, and it seems as though they're very much for Clinton Gore. They're worried about health insurance. They're worried about is there going to be any Social Security when they get to be an age to retire.
Well,
and there seems to be, they realize there has to be a change in the direction of this country.
We should hope so, but you know, we find, we see a lot of young people. I saw a lot of young people with like Desert Storm t-shirts on, like heavy metal guys and stuff. Well, I personally, I'm voting for Clinton. I think was everybody here voting for Clinton?
Yeah.
Everybody, we've got about 10 people. Everybody here is voting.
Since we're on the radio, we would like to know how you feel about censorship.
There's two big issues. One is censorship, and two is the lack of sideburns in on the ticket, and that's a big thing. I mean, they got to do something. That's why losing ground. Bush went for a half inch of sideburns and picked up like 12 points in the ratings. Don't you guys know what's going on?
Yeah, I was sort of surprised that Clinton cut his hair so short, but I think he's trying to, appeal to more conservative voters. I think that maybe that's the case there. I think that...
But we know where his heart really lies.
Yeah, I think, and if
in
you're,
the sacks.
You're female and you're pro-choice, I don't think there's much choice as far as who you're going to vote for. I mean, the next president's going to at least... appoint at least one more Supreme Court justice, if not two. So
Roe v. Wade will be
by the wayside if George Bush is reelected.
That's true. And you know, doesn't George Bush look like he's sick? Don't you think there's a real chance he's going to be dead and we're going to have a President Quayle on our hands?
That is terrifying. If you look
that's
at
his
what
insurance
his,
policy.
Weinberger notes say today in all the newspapers, George Bush knew that there was a deal, arms for hostages. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, we knew that.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying, well, that's not new news.
Ross Perot was involved in that, too.
Yeah, you wonder, why did Perot get back in the race? Because he's obviously taking votes from Bill Clinton.
So what do you make of a presidential election? Three guys running for president, they're all left-handed.
Well, as a left-hander myself.
I am, too.
So am I.
They're more creative.
Yeah.
So.
And more likely to die young.
Yeah, Bush looks. He looks a little driven. He looks exhausted. He's as he said, he'll do anything to get elected, and he's done it.
Now, in this century, every single presidential election, the winner has been the taller of the two candidates, and this time they're both the same height.
Is that true? I didn't realize that.
This is going to get down to a mud wrestling match, right? If it goes? Do you think it's going to go into the House?
I don't think so. I think the Electoral College, I think the popular vote may be close, but I think that Clinton has a good lead in the Electoral College.
What's your name anyway?
My name's Pam.
Okay, Pam. Well, we're going to go now. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And good luck. Well,
okay.
We hope everybody votes for Clinton.
And have fun tonight.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Election coverage.
For you.
Pound style.
What do they pay on working on the campaigns? Not much, huh?
No.
Couple volunteers on weekends.
Probably not.
Well, there you go. Poor girl working a weekend. Let's get back to. We got queued up here to Jayhawks and the Creature.
I remember it was one dark and dreary night. The sky was dark and not a trace of light. That shortcut through the graveyard didn't feel too good. But nothing was gonna happen at least I didn't think it could. Then I heard a noise that sounded like great big feet. Then I thought about the smarts that craved on human meat. Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No!
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No!
Dead in my tracks, paralyzed, and I couldn't even look back. I heard a moan and a deathly groan. I was scared stiff and all alone. I strained my eyes into empty space, but then all of a sudden we were face to face.
That's my system. Wrong Rick. Let me out of here.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Oh.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no.
Was it the creature called Wolfman?
No creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
He leaped
at me. But before I could hit the ground, I was in my house on the other side of town. Now I'm in my easy chair, and without a doubt, he can't get in, and I know I'm not going out. As I close my story, here's a word for the wise. A shortcut through the graveyard is a bunch of jive.
Are you the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No!
Are you the creature called Frankenstein?
No, creature!
Are you the creature called Wolfman?
No!
Well, then you must be the thing.
I'm scared. I don't know what it is, Wilbur, but I'm scared. Likes to rock to a crazy song. Every night she's a winning arm. She's a chick with a wicked twitch. She is my witch.
Say, dancing the twist is like scratching your back on a post without the post.
Hello, my dear. Shall we twist?
Well, there's a dance going round and around today. They say it started in the USA. Confound it all, but it started in France, Pennsylvania, the twist. So round and up and down and up and around, go wild with the Vladimir twist. Well, they got a new place called the Peppermint, where all the people who are twisters are sent. I think the twist would really go far if done by a regular the twist. So round and up and around, down and down and around and up and around, go wild with the Vladimir twist. Oh, don't worry,
Everybody's twisting, every boy and girl. The twist is a dance that can be done with ease, and it's moving around like a contagious disease. The twist. So around and up and around, down and down and around and up and around. Go wild with the Vladimir twist. So round and up and around and down and down and around and up and around. Go wild with the Vladimir twist.
Hey, but I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
All right, maybe I can turn my mic on now.
That was the Contrails with Mummy Walk.
We heard Vladmar and the Gravediggers, the Vladimir Twist.
Kip Tyler and the Flips, She's My Witch, the Jayhawks and the Creature.
Then we had a break in there from the Gore Clinton campaign headquarters here in New York. And before that, the Phantom Five, Graveyard. Well, this was really a lot of fun, and we'd like to thank... Well, Miss Sally for coming down and helping cooking and being there, and Roscoe,
thank
Mary
you.
Lee, yep, Bill Skiff, Jeremy, Laura,
and
most
Mary
of all,
Lee.
we said Mary Lee, didn't we?
Oh, sorry.
And then we
Mary Lee
but
Spice.
Most of all, we really want to thank Brian and Renica. We're in there. They opened their home to us. They let us in here, set up a radio station in their living room, and this was absolutely great. And a big round of applause. Everybody, happy Halloween. If the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise, we'll be back next week. Before we turn it over to Wild Girl, one last one from Screaming Jay Hawkins, WFMU East Orange.